So the question now is similar case to the dagger different directions, but is where you try to throw the thing 4 amas. Okay, it's like 6 feet, 7 feet, whatever. And then it turns out it only goes 2 amas. And it kills a guy, and it kills somebody. Alright. Try to throw 2 amas, or try to throw 2 amas and it goes 4 amas. I guess it goes both ways. Okay. So do you say same thing? Do you say that
it wouldn't be the same if you're gonna say the same thing, it wouldn't be the same thing if it was you expected to throw 2 and then you get 4, or if you got 4 then you got 2.
Svara or facts?
Svara.
Forget the svara for a second, just the facts. Okay, so the facts are that you're trying to throw 2 and it goes 4, or you're trying to throw 4 and it goes 2. And it kills a guy. So the Havamina would be that would be Shogeg. There's no ways of learning what's the halacha in that case. But let's say Rashi straight. Havamina is that would be Shogeg. Kamash Malon. One second. He says, the votes to DL. Let me just find this thing here. Right. Exclude that case is Potter. That case is also Potter. You think that's Shogeg also. That's Shogeg. Come on, Shmuel. No. That's Potter. The Lotzdia means that it's not a case where you intended to throw it right by your side and it went further. But in that case is Potter. Right? That case is Potter. Potter from Galus. Right? So it sounds from Rashi that it's like the same thing, that it'd also be Karvanas. Okay, now we said that off the cuff you could say that Svara is the same Svara. Is that, do you say the quantity is part of your action or not? Do you say your action is just throwing left, and I threw it left and it went left and therefore I'm responsible, or do you say no, my action is quantity, I threw it left, throwing left 4 hours. No, that didn't kill it, that didn't cause Misa. Now it turned out it went to 2 hours, that's a totally different action. You didn't, that wasn't the action you intended, so now that's not your fault, it's not your problem. Right? That's Karvanas. But we said on the surface, although that seems to follow, it just doesn't seem reasonable to say that part of your action is the quantity. Right? It's one thing to say the action is an action of throwing it right. And left is a totally different action. But to say that your action is throwing it 4 feet as opposed to 8 feet as opposed to 10 feet, I mean, look, actions have the quantity isn't so exact. To say that it's a different action, the quantity characterizes a different action, it seems to be a little bit of a stretch. So though it would seem to indicate that, the facts may seem to indicate it, it just seems like it's hard to accept that far. Hard to accept the idea that throwing it, the quantity is part of the action, and if it goes a different quantity, it's a different action. Right? So that's what we want to think about. How could we explain that? How could we explain why it is that you should say it's honest, then I'm butter, if I try to throw a 2 and I throw a 4? Another point that's interesting is that the Gemara says, excludes the case where you throw a 2, you're trying to throw a 2 and it goes 4. Right? And the Rashi says, and also, if you're trying to throw it 4 and it goes 8. And the Ghost Runchberg changes it. He says, no, it means, and this I think the way Tosfos quotes Rashi somewhere else, is that no, it means, and also if you're trying to throw it 4 and it goes 2. In other words, the Mishnah Gemara says 2 to 4. Trying to throw it 2 and it goes 4. And then, the way we have the Rashi is you're trying to throw it also if you're trying to throw 4 and it goes 8. Right? Whereas the Rosenberg changes it to mean no, it's not saying 4 to 8. Rather, it's saying 4 to 2. It's saying 2 to 4, and also Rashi getting in the opposite way, 4 to 2. Right? So my question is that significant? Does that matter? Like, which one, you know? What's the difference, really? Are they the same thing or not?
What was it again?
this kindness says, you'd think it's the same, that you could argue it's the same as the case of right and left. I mean, the connection is definitely there. Tosafot and Sanhedrin says that. That's why you could argue that there's also about that. But right. Turns out it is a machlokas about this case. Whether you say this case is the same, what happens in this case?
In the case where
you try to throw two and it goes four. Tosafot says you do go to Galus. Throws the silver, Galus ispa, yeah. It's Pirush Rashi, it's a regular Pirush Rashi. It's two Pshatim and Rashi, actually, in Bava Kamma. And there's a question about it in Sanhedrin also. Tosafot is in Rashi, it's a question, do you go to Galus? But there's another side that says, do go to Galus in this case. Because this is an always simple reason. I mean, it's Machlokas. Turns out Rambam holds its Karva Mesa. So we got a full range of possibilities here. But let's leave the Rambam for a second. Again, I'm saying it's not so simple to say it's honest. It's not, you know, it's easy to differentiate between these cases. That's what the Rambam's saying. I have the Rambam differentiate between right, left, and two honest, four honest, because they're totally different. Totally different. One's a freak accident. The other one is, listen, that's the way things work. You mess up in quantities all the time. So let me show you Gemara. Gemara is on Ein Zayin and Beis. It's a little bit of an interesting case. It's a...
In Bacchus?
No, it's not Andrew. But you could just listen. You know something. So it says like this. It says...
Which
staff? Ein Zayin and Beis. It says, Tani Rav Tachlifa. So these people, if your kids are playing ball, or people playing ball, sports.
Excuse me, which line is it?
Kigon. It's halfway down the page. The word kigon is the first word in the line. So it says, like, these people are playing ball. Shehargu toch arba amos pater. Chutz arba amos hayev. So if you kill somebody, when you're throwing the ball, if you kill him within four amos, you're pater. If you kill him further than four amos away, then you're chayev. Okay? It's strange. What's the difference, right? Depends how far away, when you throw the ball, how far away is he from you? If he's within four amos, you're okay. If you kill him. If he's more than four amos away, then you're chayev.
Saying that within his karav l'onos?
Well, that's the question. We don't know yet. The one's going to take it up. It says, I'm a little Ravino Ravashi. Hichidomi. What's he talking about? Idikanichalei. Let's see. Give me 1 second. But the cases they say, I'm sorry, Rashi says, what's he talking about? The cases where you're throwing it against the wall, like off the wall, you know that game? You throw it off the wall. Try to throw it off the wall and then it bounces back. So that's what he says the case is. Okay.
What was Rashi?
What?
Rashi.
Rashi says that, yeah. He doesn't call it off the wall, but. What do you call these called? Suicide?
Suicide.
Yeah. Some other names.
Right, you don't see the Gemara going suicide.
Nah, yeah. In fact, actually, it's the same game. He says you throw it to the wall. Well, Achar Shazore, who rots, you run. Bechaviro Ochez is a Kador. And your friend holds the ball. Well, Maka Osebo, and you throw it at him. So that's the game.
Sounds pretty familiar.
That's the game. I don't know if you guys played this in your kids, but I used to.
Sure, their balls were a little bit harder back then.
Yeah, probably. So, Imechalahu Zara. I'm saying Imechal Chavin is a
Yeah.
Right. So it says if the guy is standing within 4 amas of the wall, if he's standing within 4 amas of the wall, it hits the guy off the wall. So if you stand within 4 amas of the wall, then you're pater from Galus. Because if you're killing him, right, you don't mean to kill him. You're just throwing it at the wall and then it bounces back and hits him. So if the guy is within 4 amas of the wall, you're pater. If he's more than 4 amas of the wall, then you're chayav Galus. So it says, what's the difference? If you want, the Gemara asks, what's the difference? If you wanted it to go back. Right, if you wanted it to go further, what's the difference if he's 2 amos on the wall or he's 10 amos on the wall? Who really cares? I mean, if you wanted it to go there, you should be chayiv. And if you were aiming for less, so then, right. So, question: how far did you want it to go? If you were trying to make it go, this is what the Gemara is reasoning at this point. If you're trying to make it go far, let's say as far as he was, so then you should be chayiv. That's then you're galus. And if you were intending it to go totally nowhere near him, Anyone yearns, then is amos, then there should be potter. And what's really the difference? How do you draw a line and say 2 amos, 4 amos, right? Right. Right. This should all boil down to is, were you aiming for that distance, for his distance? If you're aiming for his distance and you didn't know he was there or something, then it should be shogeg. And if you weren't aiming for his distance, then it should be amos. So the Gemara says, no, it answers. Stam misachkin b'kador kama the changes gears here the uzli mina meinach lichalai. So it says no. Stam people who play ball, they want it to go far. The general thing is you don't want to throw the ball, you don't want it to go short, right? So less than 4 amos means a guy doesn't want it to go less than 4 amos. When you throw, when you play these games, you want it to go 2 amos. That's like the wimpy throw, right? And that is not the case. The guy doesn't want that. So therefore, if it happens that it's less than 4, so then you say that that's Garvanus. It's totally not what he wanted. Who wants to throw it like that? But if it goes more than 4 amos, that's what people want. So now if you end up killing the guy more than 4 amos, so that's what you were going for. You were going for a good throw, more than 4 amos, and it went more than 4 amos. So that's it. So it's your fault. And that's got a shogeg. Alright? You with me? So again, if he's less than 4 amos, then we say that obviously that's not what you are going for. Because stomp people, when you throw the ball, you don't want to do that. So that's a total miss throw. It's a misfire. Totally slipped. But once the guy is 10 amos away or four more than 4 amos away, and you throw it, that's what you are aiming for. You're aiming for that range, roughly, right? And therefore, that's gizagalas. So what do you see from here? What do you see from this Gemara?
Distance matters.
True. What else? More so. More specifically, what do you see from here?
What is considered a common action?
Okay. More specific than that. What is considered a common action? What do you see about distance? You see that there's this thing of dalaramas. Right? It's the same number as coming up here.
Right.
You see there's a thing, you're saying stomp people when you throw the ball, you mean to go far, not short. And what's far and short here? Dalaramas is the thing. Right? So 2 amos is one thing. 4 amos is a different thing. Right? But it doesn't say, let's say it's 10 amas away. Maybe I was trying to throw 20. Maybe I was trying to throw 6. Maybe, right? The line here is, if it's less than 4 amas, you're high, then it's honest. Because you definitely weren't trying to do that. Right? And if it's more than 4 amas, then you're high, because you were trying to do that. Yeah, but what don't we say? Well, how many? Just because you're trying to throw far, how far? Maybe I was trying to throw 20 and it went down. Doesn't seem that there's a line there. There's a strict line here of less than 4, more than 4, right? It's not just quantity. It's not just that distance matters. But there's a line of less than 4 and more than 4. Saying, if Stam, a person is throwing, he wants to throw it far. Not short, far. What does far mean? More than 4 amos. Less than 4 amos, that's short. No one wants to throw it short. When you play this game, this is a game. That's the Wimps. The Wimps throw less than 4. No one does that. That's obviously a misfire. But more than that, it's not a misfire. So you see that it's not just quantity. It's not just a matter of any number matters. Number is part of the thing. There's a specific line here. Right? There's a line of a wimpy throw and of a real and a man's throw. Right? At least in this game. Right? In this game there is. Yeah. So this case, though, is not a case of this game with the ball. It's a different case. I don't think it's just time our case in our Gemara. It's not talking about you playing this game. It's just time talking about whatever. You're throwing something. It could be a knife. It could be whatever. If you're trying to throw it 2 and it goes 4, right? Or, let's take the way he changed it, or it goes Rav Runschberg. You're trying to throw it 4 and it goes 2. So then that's Karvanas. Right? If you learn like Rashi.
Right. So, I guess, actually, since his das was to throw it to,
right,
it was already in the realm of Karvlones, and once he hit 4, it's still the realm of Karvlones.
Okay, but is this a question? I mean, Rashi was saying before in the other Gemara there, stomp people want to throw it in the game more than 4. So now, what do you mean I was intending to throw it to? So isn't that, how could I intend that? I just practice factually here. Exactly, you understand, it's good. Is that apparently there's 2 kinds of throws. there's a throw, and then there's like a toss. I don't know, wimpy throw, call it what you want. But there's a handoff, maybe you'll call it. Right? I don't know, there are two different actions, if you think about it. There's an idea of somebody throw something, and then there's an idea where you toss it, right? Toss like a very short throw, right? Like in football, the guy throws it a yard. Is it a throw? I mean, there's all kinds of rules about it, but I mean, whatever. There's such a thing as like a toss. You toss at them, right? Throw it underhand. It's just like the distance. You'll throw a ball 1 or 2 feet. So there's such a thing. There's a distance that where it's not just quantity, but there comes a point where it's a different action. Like a wimpy throw. It's like that's a throw. Like in that game. And again, that's what you see from the Gemara. Less than 4 hours. No one does that. That's not throwing. It's not just. There comes a point where the quantity becomes like different quality. Where there's a real throw, and then there's like a toss, a wimpy throw. It's a different action. Different action. A short throw and a long throw are different. Quantity doesn't always matter. You don't always say, throw it 17 feet, 18 feet, 19 feet, or 3 different actions. There's an idea, it's a pass. But then there is a point, there is such a difference between a short thing and a long thing. Short and long. And obviously you have to draw a line, which seems to be the line of 4 amos. And I think it makes sense. 4 amos in general is your space. Your area, like you can't go within 4 amos of a guy davening Shemona Esrei. It's like a guy's makom is his dalat amos. Like, get out of my dalat. Why are you in my dalat amos? It's an idea. I just want to have my own dalat amos. So the idea of your dalat amos is like your region, your space. It's your area. So if you throw it within dalat amos, it's like you're just throwing. It's just like a toss. It's not to a different makom. You're not like in Hod Shabbos. If you throw something more than dalat amos, it's like you're changing its makom. You're just robbing. Throw it less than that, you're not changing its makom. It's in the same makom, you're just moving it within the same makom. So there's a difference of relocating a thing to a whole new makom, throwing it far, more than 4 amos, or changing its location within the makom. It's a different action. So what I'm saying is that if I was doing we could call it a short throw, and it turns out my action changes into a long throw, so that's an honest. I wasn't even trying to do that. I might as well have been trying to throw left, and it goes right. That's a whole different action. I'm not responsible for that. That's totally outside of the scope of what I was doing. Right? Similarly, if I was trying to do a long throw and it ended up a short throw, that's out of the scope of my action. But that's why I would agree with this, the change of the gear so here. Is that if I was trying to throw it 4 and it went 8, look, that's my fault. That's already honest. That's already shogeg. That's a misjudging quantities. When it's just a matter of quantities, just a matter of how far. It's a long, I was trying to do a long throw, but not that long. You say, listen, buddy, you gotta watch out. Long throws change into very long throws and medium long. I mean, you don't have all these different things. That was your action. Your action is you're throwing it far. He was far, you were throwing it far, and you got him. So you're responsible for that. That's shogeg. You misjudged the quantity, but that's shogeg. But if it was you were trying to throw it short, so you have to be shomer the consequences of a short throw. Now it turns out it ends up being a long throw. That's already a fluke. That's on us. That's like left and right. Right? So that's what it's saying is. And that's the way our Gemara says it. Now Rashi, it says, below tzdiya. Right? Which means to exclude that it wasn't the case of Ashel Tzada. It means shalom iskavein lizrog betzido ubesamachlo. You are not intending to throw it next to you, betzido on your side, ubesamachlo, close to you. Ela lamakr zarek, but you intend to throw it where you threw it. So it means it's excluding a case where you were trying to throw it betzido, besamachlo, next to you. That's a different action. Throwing something besamachlo is like placing it down. And so you're placing it down with a little toss, not relocating it. It's a different action. That's what it's saying. It is not a case. The case of goals is not where you were trying to just put it down next to you and it went very far. That's totally different actions. That's on us. That's totally carbonus. The case rather is you were trying to throw it where you threw it to. It went long, you're throwing it long. But he says, you didn't know there was a guy there. So that's what you're doing. Right? But not, that's what I'm saying, but that's a, he goes the other way, it also reverses. But I'm learning like it goes around Schreck. You don't just say this by any quantity. If you say that it's an honest, it's specifically this case where it's the 4. And you see from that Gemara that's a significant point. Is in the case where you're throwing the off the wall, It depends if you throw less than four, because in this, see, in that game, that's what I was saying in that game. It's similar, but it's different. In that game, everyone throws long throws. You don't throw wimpy throws in that game. There's no, that's the game. The game is, and see, in real life, there's nothing to say I can't just throw a newspaper on the floor to one who's next to me. That's such a thing as throwing, or whatever, such a thing as doing that. But not in that game. That game is a game of long throws. So now if you throw a short throw, obviously that's honest. You know what I mean? Like, but it, not in that game, so it depends. There's two different actions. If you were doing, if it happened a different one, then that's honest. If it happened the one you were trying to do, then it's shogeg. Right? But you see from that Gemara that there is a line here. And that's what I think is, like, we are almost right. Our first intuition, I think, was close. Is that it's saying it's just like right and left is a different action. Quantity is also a different action. But if you think about it, it just doesn't seem reasonable to say that any quantity matters. So is a thing. But that's what it's saying, is that there comes a point where quantity is a quality. It's a different action. Right? There comes a point where you say that quantity is a quality. Short and long is not just quantity. You could have argued it is. But what it's teaching you is there's an idea of an action of putting a thing in its location and relocating it. You know, just throwing it within its place and relocating it, totally relocating it. Two different actions. And just like throwing it left and throwing it right, it's two different actions. That's the way Rashi is learning here. I'm learning Rashi says, V'chein, 4-2. V'chein, I'm going with the change. He says, the Gemara says 2-4, but he says the same thing, 4-2. So it's either way. You were trying to do, relocate it. Now there's a guy in your location, but you weren't throwing it in your location. You were relocating it. Now he's in your location. That's a different action. Again, that's not in your, not what your chayv to be worried about. It's a different action. Right? So I'm strongly going with this change, because if you keep the way it has it here, it's a problem. It's a kasha, what I'm saying. Right? Because it says here, and also if you're trying to throw a 4 and it goes 8. I'm saying, but then where do you draw a line? How do you start making distinctions in quantity like that? Then you're going to say double, and you start doing things like that, you know? Which, look, if that's an open, if that's a clear Gersa, then I got to deal with it. But I'm saying I'm going with him, that it's a mistake. It's a mistake in Gersa, that's what he's saying. He's claiming that. He says, based on the Lashon of Tosfos there, which says it changes it also, so I'm just going with that. And that's what I'm saying, he's making a big difference. On the surface, you read it, what's the difference? Who cares? 2, 4, 4, 8, 4, 2. It sounds like the exact same thing. Why is he making a big deal about it? Right? But I'm saying he's making a big deal about it because it's a different point. It doesn't work that way. You can't just keep saying a different quantity is honest. I mean, I knew that Gemara because the Ghost of Runsberg quotes it, Tosus. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, but there's another illustration of the fact that it's good to look up parallel sugyas. Because I don't remember when I thought of this idea, if it was based upon that Gemara or not, but that Gemara is almost saying it, at least the way Rashi is learning it. Right? I mean, it really points to the Svara. I mean, you have to, you know, have an eye open to it, but it really indicates the Svara. So, you know, you could have kind of come up with it on your own, but I think you'd be lacking confirmation that there's really a line like that. You know, from that Gemara, it really brings out the idea and points you to it, and if you came out on your own, really confirms it. So it's a good illustration of how it's important to look up cross Gemaras. You know, it's like sometimes a little challenging to do and to figure out Pshat in the other Gemaras and whatever. Sometimes they're involved, but you know, at least to look there and see, even if you don't understand every single detail of the Gemara there, at least to see if it seems like there's a clue. Because when you're learning, you're oftentimes looking for clues. You know. Oftentimes looking for clues that will help direct you towards an understanding of the sugya. So, you know, you get a problem, but now what? So you kind of have to, how do I make a move? So sometimes a move, you just think of a move, but oftentimes you see a lashon here, a lashon there, a case here, a new question. So looking around, looking there, look at a Rashi there, maybe Rashi expressed it a little differently. That's why the cross-references are good. Sometimes a Rashi doesn't help you here, but Rashi there will help you. Tosos, maybe you're bothered by a question, Tosos over there asks it. So, you know, sometimes it's not reasonable to do, but it's usually a good practice to get into, of looking up as best you could to cross-reference, I guess, you know? My point is that a lot of learning and svaras, the better svaras, are where you let the cases, the facts, the Rishonim, the Gemaras, the Rashis, the Tosas, just talk to you. And they let them guide you, let the facts guide you to svaras, as opposed to making up things on your own. the best thing is where the facts are guiding you somewhere. Now, you're doing giving Gemara, you have limited set of facts. Now, sometimes they guide you, but if they're cross sugyas, it's like more data to work with, more clues, more potential clues. It's like you're solving a murder crime, and you don't go to all the different places which are to go to. You don't go interview all the witnesses, and you don't go to all the different places where the guy went and check all his records and this and that. I mean, you never know where the clues can turn up. So, look, I mean, you can't necessarily be a bucky in all of Shas, but at least you could do is look up the relevant sugyas. It's hard work sometimes, but that's part of learning. You gotta learn, you know. It's part of, you know, transitioning to learning, just, you know. Oftentimes, like, you get the svara, like this case. I mean, the svara is there. It's kind of, you know, I didn't say that much. I'm kind of pulling it out of the fact, but I saw that Gemara, you didn't. So it's, you know, I knew to look that Gemara. I let her look around. But, you know, and I was willing to put in a little bit of an extra thing. You know, there's a balance in learning, because ultimately, you look at every single thing and never learn anything. But at the same time, I think there's a balance. You know, just to close your eyes and just stay on one page is not necessarily the, you know, you got to be thinking of yourself as a detective looking for clues. You know, and oftentimes they're not placed in exactly in the location where you want them to be. So, I'm talking about more even in the process of finding this far, coming up.
Like going with the facts.
Yeah, like you have to use. How do you go from facts to svara? So I think you want one thing is you want to ask questions. Questions direct you towards answers, towards
right.
svaros. But you also want to see. Let the Rishonim talk to you. Let the Gemaras talk to you. And when you kind of carefully read. When we show them talk about things, you're kind of trying to spy on them to see what are they thinking. When you hear somebody talk, you know, you listen to them carefully, you can kind of figure out premises that they're using, and that's what you do when you hear someone talking. But what are they assuming? I don't get what they're saying, but you try to pick up on subtleties and nuances of what they're saying. That's the way you kind of could try to hook into what they're saying, what's their underlying idea. So you read it. If you read a Rashi and something doesn't read right, don't just blow through it and say, "Oh, I don't know what." That's a clue. If the words are not written in the way you think they should be written, or he writes longer than he should have to be writing, that's a clue. Something's wrong. Maybe he's pointing you towards something. Maybe you think it's simple. It's not so simple. What's bothering Rashi? Right. What's why is he writing so many words? Why is he saying it that way? It's not the right way to say it. No, it is the right way to say it if you're in Rashi's world. I'm not in Rashi's world. Well, maybe I could figure out what Rashi's world is by seeing how he says it. So the more texts you have where the Rishonim spell talk about the thing, Rashi's especially, Tosafim, you kind of get a feel for what their premises are. What am I not noticing? I'm not in their world. And you get into their world by hearing them talk. You know, you want someone, like, if you want to hear someone, you want to get into somebody's world, you're a psychologist, you want to hear them talk about it, what's bothering you, let me hear you out a little bit, I can't know what's bothering you, I need to hear you talk a little bit, you know, so you hear the person talk, you see where their mind is at, you see where they're coming from, but yet with a keen eye towards the details, you know, and unfortunately, it only works if you know how to read. You don't know how to read. The degree that you don't know how to read Hebrew and know how to translate and know how to pick up on these subtleties is you're not going to be able to do it. So if you don't know and you barely could read, then you're handicapped in this regard. How are you going to pick up on subtleties? You don't even know. You have no time figuring up shot. Which is, you know, that's the fact. I mean, in order to really learn well, you have to learn how to read. Just the way it's no real way around that. You know, there's only so much as far as you're going to get by just reading an art scroll. Hell, you know, you get somewhere, but ultimately I think the better svaras are the ones where you're pushed towards them using the facts, using the lashon of the Rishonim who write for us, talk to us.
What's
going on here? Maskana is that there's a different action of throwing it close, a little to toss in your location, and throwing it in afar. Those are two different actions. It's not just quantity. Throwing it 6 feet and 7 feet or whatever, 20 feet and 25 feet, those are different. Those are quantitative difference. And I got to be careful. If I throw 20 feet, I got to be careful 25 feet, because that's what happens. But throwing it far and throwing it close are different actions. And if I'm throwing it close, I don't have to say, well, maybe it's going to go far. Maybe it's going to go right, maybe it's going to go left. That's really the same thing as right and left, close and far. And the cutoff line, you have to have a cutoff. The cutoff line is 4 amas. More than 4 amas. So if I try to throw a 2, I was doing a short action. I throw it goes 4, I don't have to worry about that. Yeah.
This would mean.
So yeah, exactly. Just like if you're trying to throw a 10 and it goes 20, you're trying to throw a 1 and it goes 3, also you'd be responsible because you're doing short and you got to be careful in your short vicinity. Right, that's why the case is specifically 2-4, 4-2. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So what we have to do now, next, is to figure out, Tosfos holds you do go to Dallas in this case. Okay, Tosfos argues. So what's the Machlokas? Right? Apparently he doesn't go for this. And the Rambam holds his Kavam Ezer. So he really doesn't go for this. Right? So we got to figure these things out a little bit. Right, Tosfos by us, I think. Tosfos brings down both sheets, actually. Or goes this way. I mean, Tosfos by us really goes with Rashi, that's bother. Right? But there's a Tosfos there, I think it's in, it's two Tosfos. It's both. You can look at one side if you want, but it's Zayin Zayin of this. But they're both there, but that's the facts. That's basically the facts. So we have to try to round out the other positions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.